Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode. Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music with DK. I am your host, DK. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about what is mixing and why it's important. This episode is going to be a little bit about basics. It might be a reminder for all you advanced folks as well. Mixing music, what is mixing? Well, the first process is writing the song, right? Every artist that wants to record has to write a song. After the songwriting is done, they might want to add some instruments. Then the producer comes into play. The producer, if he or she didn't help you write the song already, will help you arrange different instruments, arrange the music in a way that is what you want, right? What is meant to be, depending on the desired outcome. If you want it to be more commercial, then a producer will help you make a more commercial sound. Next off, after everything is produced and written and you're done with all of the creative, then it comes into the recording. Recording is setting up microphones, a lot of leveling with the mics, choosing microphones, microphone positions. It's kind of nerdy, to be honest. From this point on, it kind of gets a little bit nerdy, and I would argue that it's a little bit more scientific than creative in the sense that the job is less songwriting, less producing. I'm not saying that the recording process is not creative. Who knows? If you put a waterproof microphone in a bucket and you record guitars through that, that's really creative. But that one is more, recording is more for let's try stuff that you've already written and we're not making any new parts, if that makes any sense. The next step after everything is recorded and all the tracks are laid out and you do not need to, or you do not, as an artist, you do not need, want to add or remove any other tracks, then you pass it on to the mixing engineer, or if they're tracked it for you, if they're mixing, then it's time for mixing. Mixing, in my opinion, is not a time to add more tracks, to take away tracks unless they really, really need it. It is not a time to produce, and it's not a time to be creative in the sense of arrangement. At this point, the song is done, it is written, it is totally recorded, and you do not need to add any more parts. It should be sounding pretty good at this point. Usually the recording engineer will mix it just a little bit, mostly for the sake of making sure that the artist is feeling the vibe before it leaves the room. This mixing is my favorite part. Obviously, that's what this podcast is about. That's what I specialize in. That's what I do. Over the last decade as I've been recording, over a decade as I've been recording and producing and even tried mastering for a while, as I learn more about it, I kind of truly believe that nobody, unless you've been, you know, a squire to a master for a long time, like that's not something people should be claiming that you're a mixing engineer. That's just my opinion. I think that people can master But if you want to really call it, quote unquote, a master, then you have to send it to a pro. There are websites out there that I think that will get better. The best one right now, I believe, is Aria Mastering. You should look into that. Made by mastering engineer Colin. He is dope, and that website is awesome. That's one of the, but I don't know. Mastering is totally own work. As far as mixing, we'll get into mastering a little bit later. As far as mixing is adjusting levels, compressing, EQ, de-essing, everything. Like, it's basically adjusting the tones of each individual tracks and the overall mix to portray the intended emotion of a song, enhance that intended emotion of the song, and connect the artist to their audience. That is the big thing, okay? We're not here to change the song. Mixing engineers are here to really enhance what the artist has already made. Our job is kind of little, to be honest. Mixing may not take as long as recording. In a lot of cases, that's true, especially with what I found out over the years. And it kind of takes some focus. You don't really need the artist there. It's kind of subjective, but there is a bullseye that you want to hit at the same time. And that bullseye, in my opinion, is other tracks. As a mixing engineer, you have to be listening to other tracks and the tonal qualities of different music that's coming out. I mean, I feel like my Spotify account is my textbook for school. I listen to new songs that come out when the new music from, let's say, Lil Uzi Vert or Lil Baby, you know, like I listen to those songs for the sake of I need to know how they sound. Like, that is part of my job, and I make sure that I spend time keeping up with current standards and current tones and qualities of sound that people are obviously reacting to. They're a reason why those mixes are renowned. I would also like to state the fact that mixing, in my opinion, is the most fun part. I don't know why, just my personality type, the way that I am crazy ADHD, and I can either hyper-focus or not focus at all. And when I get into mixing focus, oh my goodness, I like totally just forget about everything else, and I can just lose myself in the music. And I will be, even if the song sucks, like, that song will be stuck in my head forever. I just love what I do. And as a mixing engineer, I will say I'm really biased because this is what I do for work. But I will say that this is by far the best part. And my opinion is this is one of the parts that really changes a track from good to great. As we talk a little bit about mastering, what that is, I want to say mastering is only for people, like, you can't just claim mastering, in my opinion. Like, anybody that says I mix and master is probably not a mastering engineer. Although there are people who do that well, and I'm not trying to say that that's wrong. I'm just saying that in the Grammy leagues, like in the world-class leagues, there's not a lot of people, maybe Jason Joshua, that other than him, like, there's not a lot of people that mix and master. That's just against the law of economics as well. Like, that's one of the rules of economics. Like, we'll get into that later. Mastering is one of those things that is kind of misconstrued by a lot of people. A lot of people will compare, it's like, oh, like, mastering is kind of like the frame on a picture that's already painted, you know, you just add a frame to it and whatnot, and it's like the 98% to the 99 to 100%, like, it's just that last little percent. I'd like to change that and that thought process. I believe that as a mixing engineer, my product, when I'm done, it's done. Like, even if it wasn't mastered, other than the levels part where an unmastered song is quiet, other than that, like, when I'm done with the mix, I should be done with the mix. That should be 100%. I think that it's wrong for a mixing engineer to rely on a mastering engineer to get it to 100%. That is incorrect. That is the wrong philosophy. I don't know how that started. And I think that's an even bigger reason why you cannot master it yourself, because you should be done with it. You're mixing. If you're mastering a song that you mix, that's technically still mixing. You can add plugins on the master bus and make it loud, and that's still technically mixing. mastering should be done by trained ears, by somebody that specifically does that and takes a song from 100% to a 101%. Like that next level that you didn't even know existed. Does that make sense? I'm not saying mastering engineers do not work magic. Mastering engineers do not complete a song. They put the icing on the cake once the cake is already made. Once the little sprinkles on the cake, once the cake is already made. There's nothing that they should add that makes you say, oh yeah, that's what I should have done. That it should be like, wow, this sounds way better and I have no idea why. Like this just sounds right. And again, I can't tell why. You know, that's the mastering engineer's job. We do mixing. We do a majority of that tonal work. It's so fun. I love to show my clients before and afters, especially when they're in the room with me. I just love to like select all the tracks, shift A in Pro Tools, and which disables all the plugins. I'm like, hey, dude, check this out. And they're like, whoa, like, and see that smile on their face. That really makes me happy, you know? And what I do, I feel like impacts a song a lot. And it should. As a mixing engineer, your job is very serious. And it's, I can't get over how fun it is. It is so much fun. It might not be fun for you. If you hate mixing, send it over my way. Unless it's metal, I'm not really into that. Or let me rephrase that. I'll listen to it and I appreciate it. I don't know what it sounds like or what it should sound like. I'm going to be like, what am I supposed to do with these guitars? They sound great already. I don't know what to do. But if you got a hip hop track, you know, just send it my way. If you have any questions during the time of the episodes, feel free to email me dkmixes@gmail.com. I know I don't have my own domain name. I don't really care. Most of my clients don't care. Nobody's ever called me out. It's bad habits. You should get your own domain email. But at the time being, dkmixes@gmail.com. dekeimixes@gmail.com. Email me questions. I love to kind of, give my thoughts on a mix. If you send me an MP3, I'll listen to it. Just say like, hey, can you give me your thoughts on this mix? I'll listen to it. Even if it's not my genre, and I'll just tell you what I think. Giving feedback on a mix is a skill in itself, and I feel like I'm very confident at that. But that's for another episode. We can talk just about giving feedback in another episode. Anyway, thank you. This has been a short episode, What is Mixing and Why it's Important. You've been listening to Mixing Music with DK. Stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.